broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch right here. And we go places other talk shows wish they could, but they can't.
Yeah, truth our bitch right up here.
Right up here.
They're supposed to be right up in here. I'm black. I'm black, and I'm making up as I go along, all right? And enough.
All right, will you shut up, both of you guys, so I can get into 1 hour without you guys arguing? Just one. 877-876-PHIL is the number here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Our news and information hour coming up next. And just a word to the wise and a word to the devoted and a word to the wonderful. This is our last show before we go on vacation next week to Toronto, Canada, where I will meet up with long-lost relatives. I'll be doing a video, I'll be doing a daily diary. What do I want to call that?
Like a web diary.
I'll be doing a web diary on my website, philhendryshow.com. It'll be a travel diary that you'll see right there in our news feed each and every day, and I'll be updating it with pictures as well as stories. So, and when I get back, I'll let you guys know all about it. And, of course, we have the 4th of July weekend. Now, here's the thing. They got Canada Day coming. Well, I'll tell you about it next hour. First off, we have Chris Norton with us. Mr. Norton is a pharmaceutical telemarketer and is also involved in a production company that produces adult entertainment. It is a production company that he owns himself called Norton Explodes, and Mr. Chris Norton is joining us right now. Before we talk about anything, Chris, let me just read this story to our audience. Second bombshell from Casey Anthony's mom. Ladder was left outside the pool. Casey Anthony's mother made another startling revelation on the witness stand today that the defense hoped strengthened their case. A ladder had been left leaning out of the pool on the day defense attorneys say the granddaughter, Kaylee Anthony, died. For the second day in a row, the defense called Cindy Anthony to testify. Her daughter, Casey, faces multiple charges, including capital murder, aggravated child abuse, aggravated manslaughter of a child, and misleading law enforcement in the death of her daughter, two-year-old Kaylee. Defense attorney Jose Baez guided Cindy Anthony through her testimony, working hard to bolster the argument that Kaylee had drowned and was not murdered, as prosecutors contend. Baez first mentioned the drowning during opening statements. An awful lot going on in this trial, Chris, and you have a website, and I just, to be perfectly honest with you, I don't know if we're all ready for, you know, these websites, these MILF websites that are coming out.
Well, I guess, in a lot of ways, I understand how you feel, Mr. Henry. I'm not here to offend anybody. I mean, my whole purpose in starting a Double M MILF was to simply draw attention to what everybody else is talking about. And that is the fact that Casey Anthony is a very beautiful young woman, and quite obviously there are a lot of guys that are blogging about her, a lot of guys who are, been talking about her. And she is very hot. She's very sexy. She's obviously the way she carries herself into the courtroom. She does so with a very sensual way. And Double M MILF is the website that we're hoping will eventually gain enough traction in terms of advertisers. A little bit nervous here.
Go ahead. You're doing fine.
I'm usually not nervous at all because of my time in front of the camera and doing other things in entertainment business. Talk radio is something I think a lot of people understand can draw a lot of negative things out of people. So advertiser was the word I was looking for. And we're hoping to get advertiser for it.
All right. Chris, that's fine. But essentially what you're saying is that this website, M&M MILF, is that what it's called?
M&M MILF, yeah. I've called the Double M or M&M MILF, right.
M&M MILF, meaning there's two M's. Murdering mothers, I'd like to F.
That is correct, right. I mean, I can't not gonna say the word right
now. No, you don't say the word. All right, now, what is the purpose of this website?
Well, I think it's pretty obvious to anybody my age. I'm 28 years old. I'm very socially active. I'm active not only socially, I'm also active in a professional life where I am involved in adult entertainment and have done, a couple of adult films. Most of what I'm really interested in doing is to produce adult films. The other thing is that I myself am I'm fortunate. I was born very handsome. I'm very good looking, and I do have a lot of sexual energy. My interest is to get a boat going. Who people would like to see me in an adult film with, and that's just sort of a side thing.
Were you hoping to film an adult film with Casey Anthony?
Well, I could if I wanted to. I mean, I'm just trying to find out if people would like to see her in an adult film or not. You know.
Well, when you say you could, what do you mean?
Well, I don't doubt I could go to Orlando and probably cut some kind of a deal with her right now for her to be in an adult film with me. And, you know, for people to enjoy her sexuality. I mean, I think she's very sexy, and I have, you know, I'm sure she would enjoy me, but...
All right, so Chris, I was told by David G. Hall that your business, which is this website business, is looking for advertisers.
Exactly. We're not only looking for we're also looking for places to advertise. I think Casey Anthony is not yet guilty, and so therefore you can't really judge her. And because she's not yet guilty and you can't really judge her, I think the only thing you can judge is how sexy she is. She's very tasty. She's got a nice body. She's got a nice face. More than a nice, she's got a pretty good face. You know, I mean, I can tell you, Mr. Henry, in my business, where I'm judging women, whether they're going to make it onto a Double M MILF or into Norton Sport movies, there are a lot of women out there that just don't have it, you know, and you go through picture after picture after picture. They don't have the sex, they don't have the sexuality, they don't have the sex appeal. And you're throwing just boxes of pictures out every day until finally you come to one, and there she is.
And she's on trial for murdering her daughter.
And she's on trial for murdering her daughter, yeah. So that's why I decided, well, why don't we start this website? And what we would like to do, and I hope, you know, that Mr. Hall would be, you know, amenable about it, is I would like to advertise on your program. I would like to buy airtime, maybe in the final hour of your show, for our website.
I would be against that, sir.
Well, why would you be? First of all, let me lay out.
I would be against that, and I'll tell you why I would be against having you advertise on my show. I would be against it because I don't think there's anything the least bit amusing or funny. Or,
well, it's not supposed to be funny, Mr. Henry. It's not supposed to be funny. She's hot. Casey Anthony's hot, and if you don't see that...
Well, she's attractive. There's no question, okay? I mean, quite frankly, I've seen enough of that puss of hers where I could, if I were of a younger age, I would probably pass, because she looks like, with that kisser, that mouth of hers in that sourpuss look, after a while, you know... I don't know, man. She looks like a robot to me, okay?
Well, that's just because, Mr. Henry, trust me when I tell you, I've been in a lot of adult films. I have, excuse me for saying, I've slept with a lot of women, okay?
All right, you've slept with a lot of women, okay? And that means what? That means that when I see Casey Anthony, I don't know what I'm looking at, and you do?
With all due respect, yes, sir.
Because how do you figure that?
Because how do I figure that? I mean, all you have to do is look at her. She's hot, you know? She's got a great... I mean, I don't know how about...
Go ahead.
She has a great pair. Her butt, you know, she's got a great butt, you know. And I have been with some of the hottest adult models that you could possibly... I mean, I'm just going to come right out and say it. I've been with some of the hottest women you could possibly ever know about. Okay, and I'll tell you right now, Casey Anthony is hot, you know. And so I would put her on my website... And I would, you know, have her in a variety of poses. I would get some other moms that have committed murder.
And what do you think the audience for your website is going to think when they're looking at women that have murdered their children?
Well, here's the thing. They are not mass murderers. They're not serial murderers. They're not people that have gone and have had killed adults and slaughtered them up with a machete. They're not people that have gone with a machine gun. They killed a kid, and that's bad. But... It's not, okay, like they killed someone with a machete or machine gun.
But they killed a kid, okay? And what other ones are you talking about?
What other what?
What other mothers would be on this website, murdering mothers, I'd like to blank?
Well, there's some are very borderline. I mean, Diane Downs is really borderline. You'd have to really, I think you'd have to work on her. You'd have to really do some work, you know, to get to rehabilitate her, because she's pretty, she was, I think, at one time, probably pretty hot, you know, but now she's pretty nasty. And I say that with all due respect.
Well, I mean, you know, with all due respect, here's a woman that killed her kids, and at the same time, you're talking about her being nasty. I don't know who whose side I should be on here. I should be endorsing what you're saying or defending her. You know.
Well, if you want to be chivalrous, you know, be a gentleman about it. Yeah. You know?
All right. If I were a gentleman about it, I'd say, why are you calling a woman nasty? By the same token, you want to put her on your website as a hot mom. You know, I think your business, sir. I don't know anybody that would want to visit your website.
Well, that's the whole thing. You don't know people. And I do. I know people. I know they lie. And
I can tell you this. I don't want you advertising on my show.
Well, unfortunately, I do need to advertise on your show. And it's not anything that I wish it was something that you had a choice in, but you don't. And
yes, I do have a choice in who advertises on. What are you talking about? Yes, I do.
All I know is I need to advertise on your show. I need to have my website on your show, and I think it would be something that your audience would really enjoy to hear about Casey Anthony, because she's got a good pair, she has a tight butt, and she is very sexy. And
all right, you know, dude, you can love and dig whoever you want, and you can think whoever is hot, and you can do what you want. You can't force your way onto my show, okay?
I had a conversation with Mr. Hall.
Well, you can have all the conversations you want with David G. Hall. The point that we're making here is you got a website about murdering mothers that I'd like to F, and good luck getting anybody to visit it. I don't know anyone that would, you know.
There are a lot of dudes like me. You don't know what, apparently you don't know anything about dudes and what dudes are, you know, what dudes want to see. You know, there's a lot of dudes, a lot of young dudes want to see it, and they want to see it again and again, you know.
And they want to see what again and again, her?
If they could see that with no bra, well, if they could see that with no bra on.
If they could see that with no, I'll tell you something right now, Ace. Good luck getting inside that jail or anywhere where she's going to be to get the pictures. Because where she's going, she ain't going to be taking any pictures for anybody ever again. You know?
I can assure you that I know ways about getting in. And
no, you don't know ways about getting in, Mr. Norton. You're not going to. How are you going to get into a maximum security prison?
Well, you're pretty sure she's going to prison, huh?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Unless the people, unless that jury and everybody in that courtroom was so freaking brain dead, so stupid that they let that guy Baez talk him into anything. Oh, yeah.
I don't think so, Mr. Ann. I think I'll have an opportunity to take some pretty tasty pictures of her. And at that time, you know, our website's going to be good. And I think a lot of people want to see it, you know.
Well, we've got two issues at hand here. You got a website called Murdering Mothers I'd Like to F, and then you need to advertise on my show, and I don't want you anywhere near my show, and you say I don't have a say in that, and I think I do.
I have freedom of speech, okay? And
well, you have a freedom of speech. I have the right to refuse business.
Well, what about that one guy who advertised on a radio station in Kansas City, and he was calling black people all, you know, kind of, you know, jungle bunny and
Well, I don't know about that. That had to do with the election laws, okay? We'll take a break here. Our number is 877-876-Phil. 877-876-7445. Murdering mothers I'd like to F. In other words, double M MILF is what he calls it. Chris Norton joins us. And is pretty sure that you, all of you out there, would love to see Casey Anthony and see Casey Anthony having sex with him and see Casey Anthony nude and other women that have killed their kids. 877-876-PHIL. We'll find out more from Chris Norton when we come back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
call the Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
World famous Phil Henry Show, Chris Norton on the line with us here. You know, Chris, there was a victim in all of this, and it was Kaylee Anthony. Okay?
I understand that, Mr. Ray.
There was a victim in all of this. You want to put her mom on a website. A website that you call the Double M MILF site, the M&M MILF site. And we're going to look at her mom nude, or we're going to look at her mom because she's so hot, or we're going to look at this murdering woman, this Casey Anthony, because she's so sexy. And what about this child that she killed?
You know, Mr. Henry, I can tell you this right now, that it is an unfortunate thing. I can look at her because of my, and I don't know about any other band, but my own sexual energy is that even though I know she killed a kid, I still would, you know, have sex with her because that's how powerful the sex is. You understand what I'm saying? You know?
No, I hear what you're saying. I don't believe it. You're telling me that...
Well, you can believe it. I mean, what are you trying to say, that I don't have a strong sex drive?
Well, no. Look, dude, I don't care what you got. I'm saying to you that whether or not you have a strong sex drive, whether or not you're able to get it going for Casey Anthony, even though you know she murdered her child, is not the point.
Yes, it is the point, Mr. Henry, because there are other men out there who are going to have the same instinct. They are not, don't. They don't have no sex drive like mine, which, and I'm not saying I'm better than anybody else, but I don't have, you know, a lot of guys don't have no sex drive as sexually strong as mine is what I'm saying. Okay?
Yeah, okay, great. So you got a really powerful sex drive.
Yes, sir. And so other guys are going to have almost the same kind of sex drive, and they're going to say, I want to have sex with that. Okay?
And other guys are going to say they want to have sex with that, even though she killed a kid.
Yes, sir. And
well, do you feel that that's something that you should be promoting?
Mr. Henry, let's say one thing to you, Mr. Henry. You know, Mr. Henry,
my name is Hendry, by the way, Mr. Norton. I'm sorry.
What'd you say?
My name is Hendry, not Henry.
I thought it was Henry.
No, sir, it's Hendry.
Okay, I apologize. Mr. Hendry, right?
Yeah.
Okay, Mr. Hendry, what my initial point was is that regardless of whether Casey Anthony killed a kid, that's not as bad as if she took an ass and drove an ass into someone's head. You know?
And drove a what? What are you saying?
An ass.
An axe.
An axe?
Yes, sir. I don't know if you are familiar with a murder, what happened many, many years ago, Mr. Henry.
Yeah, the Lizzie Borden murder.
Yes, sir. Exactly. The Lizzie Borden murder. She took an ass. I think it goes something like Lizzie Borden took an ass, gave her father 40 whacks. And when she saw what she'd done, she buried the ass in her mom's head.
Uh-huh.
Well,
you know, sir, and I guess I could be a smartass here and ask you, are you going to get Lizzie Borden to pose nude for you, too?
Well, you know what, Mr. Renner? I've seen pictures of Lizzie Borden, and she was, to be honest with you, she was a piece of ass. You know,
she was a piece of ass, Lizzie Borden. Well, you know.
Yeah, did you see the movie?
The movie was Elizabeth. I don't mean to yell at you. The movie was Elizabeth Montgomery, the actress. I don't know that Lizzie Borden looked like Elizabeth Montgomery, the actress.
My understanding was she looked an awful lot like her, yeah. And so my point is the following. If you say Lizzie Borden took an ass and gave her money and buried the ass in her mom's, you know, basically what she did do, Mr. Henry, if you've seen it, is she buried an ass in her mom's face. And
I said that was a brutal murder. I've seen the crime scene photos of the Lizzie Borden murder.
You have?
Yes, I have.
You actually saw the head?
Yeah, I did. I saw the picture of her father. You can't even make out his face. Okay? Her mother was laying face down on the floor. She got her skull crushed, but you can't even make out the face of her father. The axe just obliterated his face. Whoever killed that man was in a murderous rage. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Joseph in Mobile, Alabama. Go ahead, Joseph.
Dude, you are a sicko. I don't know what your deal is, dude. You're wanting to glorify a murderer? Seriously?
No.
You need some help.
No. I'm just saying, dude, have you seen Casey Anthony?
No, I've seen her, but I don't care to.
Okay, you tell me she's not. You tell me she's not hot. Are you telling
no,
me she's not hot?
No, she's a murderer. I don't see how you.
Well,
you say you know what dudes like.
Yeah.
I know a bunch of dudes. I'm a college student. I know.
Tell you what. Why don't you hold the line for me here, Joseph? Hold the line. We'll be right back with you. We got to take a quick break. Joseph and Chris Norton are going to go at it here when we come back. The world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, but Lizzie Borden took an ass, right?
I know she took an axe.
And she.
We'll be right back.
Phil Hendry.
Put the ass right in her.
Call the Patriot Hotline now, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
World famous Phil Hendry Show, and we're back with Chris Norton from Norton Explodes Entertainment. We were talking about a website that he is advertising and wants to advertise on my show. And my understanding, we're expecting David Hall?
That is my understanding, too, Mr. Henry, only because you have resisted... You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, and by the way, sir, you have a segment. I know we have Joseph on the line here. Let me get him back up on the line. You have a segment or a section of your website called A Single Bag. What is that?
A Single Bag is Aileen Wuornos, who was a murderer, but she was... You put a bag on her head, is what I'm saying. Well, you do her. Now, I know that she's a murderer, and I know everything about that, but what I'm trying to say to you and to anybody, if you forget about where they murder, would you do it?
No, I wouldn't touch her with you, with what you got, man. All right, here is Joseph. Go ahead, sir.
What's that mean?
Hey, Paul, dude, got a question for you. Are you a parent?
Yeah. What's that?
How the hell can you justify putting somebody who, a parent who murdered her own child... I'm a new father. My daughter is 3 weeks old, and I don't see how you can even justify what you're doing.
Well, I mean, what I'm saying is, man, I'm looking at it as a man. Okay, you're a parent, right? And you're married to a woman that you love, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. What if you found out that your wife, like, you know, buried your kid, you know, out in the desert or something, you'd still be hot for her, right?
No, I wouldn't, because there are boundaries.
What?
There are certain...
What are you talking about?
Cross.
You wouldn't... But no, I'm just talking about how hot your wife is. I'm assuming your wife's hot.
Somebody loses their hotness whenever they murder somebody.
What?
Yeah, you don't understand that?
I'm just saying that my website would not be good for you. My website is for guys who have sexual drive.
The laws of
All right, thanks very much for your call. Thanks for your call, sir. That's driving me crazy, that phone line. Let's get to this again. What did you say?
I said my website. Is that guy there?
No, his phone line was cutting in and out.
Are you going to get it back?
No. What did you just say?
Well, what I said was my website is for guys that have a strong sexual drive. That gentleman that I was talking to, I'm sure he's going to be a great father. I'm sure he's just, you know, everything's that he's a good man, but his sexuality is not the same as my sexuality is what I'm saying. And,
all right, so he doesn't have as strong a sex drive as you, and so therefore that means that he's what?
Well, that basically what that means is that he is that naturally he is going to be not hot, you know, not hot for it.
You know, here's the thing, man. You're telling me, and you're telling that guy.
You're all like. You're squeaking a little bit.
Hey, you know what? Hold on for a minute, because I know you have David G. Hall in the offing, which I really, really resent, and I wish Bud would have told me this.
I talked to a man that they told me to talk to named Bud Dickman. And
I wish you'd said something, Bud.
They told me to get Mr. Hall.
What I'm saying is this. Aileen Wuornos, you're telling me, is somebody, though, even though you put a bag over her head, you do her.
Well, I don't... God. Why... I don't think you're being fair, Mr.
I think you're sounding like an idiot, okay? I think you're sounding like an idiot.
I'm sounding like an idiot. If I say to you that Aileen Wuornos, I don't know, but Aileen Wuornos, that's why we call it the single bag. And
Leslie Van Houten, Aileen Wuornos, and Susan Atkins, you all put in the single bag category, meaning you'd put a bag over their heads, but you'd still have sex with them.
Yes, sir. But I also put Rita Cosby in there, too.
And it, Rita Cosby?
Yeah. She was a reporter, and she had... Actually, that was not a single bagger. Excuse me. That was where I would definitely replace her butt with another woman's butt. There'd be some things I'd change out, but I'd keep her head.
And, all right. Let me... That sounds asinine.
Well, I'm just...
Just hold the line for a minute. 877-876-PHIL. On the line with me from Pasadena now is David G. Hall, as we're going to get into this discussion here. David, you want me...
You know, I don't want to come on this program and constantly have this conversation. Now, Mr. Norton contacted our sales office today, and he said he had the M&M website. That's all I knew. And
you know it's not candy.
Say it again?
You know it's not the M&M candy.
I know that. You think I'm a blithering idiot? Oh, my God.
Try to explain.
Oh, yeah, that's right, Phil. We want to advertise M&M's on your show. My God, I wish. But what we got is this gentleman, Mr. Norton.
Hold on. What does that mean, you wish?
I mean, I wish I had a big account like M&M's and not your website with a bag over Eileen Wuornos's head.
Well, I could take the bag off.
No, I'm not asking you to take the bag off. I'm asking Mr. Henry, first of all, Phil, where do you get off turning down advertising? That's my question.
I'm turning down this website's advertising because I don't like what it does. It features a woman that murdered her daughter and other women that murdered. Okay?
Yeah.
And I don't think that it's... I don't like it. Okay?
Well, Phil, you know, beggars can't be choosers, all right?
Beggars can't be choosers. Look at, pal, you know, no matter how bad the economy is, I don't need to have a website advertising on this show that has Casey Anthony as a piece of ass and it's all the hot women. You heard what he said about Lizzie Borden, right?
Yeah. Well, I thought what he said about Lizzie Borden was very interesting. And, Chris, you were telling me...
If I get to say...
Go ahead.
The Lizzie Borden, I told Mr. Henry about it, and he totally rejected it. And I wanted to tell you that I came on in good faith when I told him that Lizzie Borden took an ass.
You've got a nasal or some... You have an allergy, right?
Yes, sir.
It sounds like you're saying ass.
Well, I know I've got an allergy, okay?
Yeah, you're saying she took an ass and gave her husband 40...
No, she didn't give her husband. She wasn't married.
You got to listen. She wasn't married. She gave it to her father. So it sounds like she took an ass and put it in her father's... What you said.
Hey.
Yeah, you can't say that.
I'm not saying that.
But you're... I don't really give a damn about the guy's allergy condition. What I'm saying is the following thing.
I thought that was your concern.
No, I don't give a damn. I don't care how he describes it. Are you going to be doing the commercial copy?
Yes, sir.
Well, I'm telling you right now, Chris, that's not going to work out.
It's my money, it's my game, my ball, my game. You know, my game, my ball, my money.
His game, it's his ball. So it's his game, and it's his ball.
House rules.
Okay, great. So, in other words, I'm going to have copy. Can you read me some of the sample copy?
You got it, Chris.
I've got just a couple of lines here, Mr. Henry. Okay, are you excited about a new world of sex? Are you excited about meeting some of the most dangerous women of the world? I better change that. In the world. Then come to Chris Norton and Norton Explodes.
What's the name of your company again, sir?
Norton Explodes.
Norton Explodes. Don't you hear too good?
Go ahead.
God. Start again.
Are you as excited about the world of sex as I am? This is an excellent opportunity for you to get in on the ground floor of an exciting business of sex. It's the sexually charged M&M website featuring some of the most exciting and excellent mass murderers in history. But they're also a piece of ass.
See, right there, man, you got to change that.
Why?
What do I do with that?
A piece of ass, dude, that's just crude, okay?
What does he change it to?
I don't know, man. I don't know what his advertising.
Change it to beautiful, well, you know, they're exciting.
Okay, so I'm going to say what? And this is your opportunity to be exposed to some of the most exciting and beautiful, exciting, that's what it
is. Exciting women.
Exciting women. This is the excellent women.
You know what you need to do, man, is not use so many words with X in it, okay?
What are you talking about?
Well, what the fact is that we have a xylophone player. Okay.
You have a xylophone player.
What are you laughing at? You know, this is a guy trying to make a living.
What? Well, what the hell, man? Okay, go ahead.
We do. We have a xylophone player. When you go to the website, there's a xylophone. And I also mentioned the fact that I had a problem with Sanus.
Sanus?
You know, Phil, you laughing is like you standing there looking at a guy with one leg as he struggles to kick a field goal for the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, I would laugh at that.
How dare you?
What? Well, how dare I? Why would the Green Bay Packers send a one-legged man out there to kick a field goal?
You ever heard of Tom Dempsey? He had one foot, and he only used the one good foot he had.
Guess what, Jack? Tom Dempsey used the bad foot. That's what he kicked the field goal with.
Bull crap. That's a lie.
No, it ain't a lie. And I don't know how the hell it is I got on to Tom Dempsey while we're talking about Sanus.
That's the medication I got to take.
Yeah.
Anyway, are you excited about the world, Seth? Then join. Well, you made him nervous. I got to go back down and talk to him. You all right, Chris? Not really. I mean, I'm thinking I'm just going to push the eject button on this whole project. See what you did?
You know what? I'm glad. I hope I don't get this guy's business, and I hope I never hear from him again, okay?
The schedule will be on your show next week.
Thank you.
I told you.
You didn't tell me anything, man. We got a xylophone player. All right, we'll be back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Coming up is our news and information hour. And don't forget, philhenryshow.com.
Radio for patriots by patriots. It's the Phil Henry Show. Call the Patriot Hotline now, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. We have our news and information hour coming up in the next hour, 877-876-PHIL. We don't take any calls in our news and information hour, but, you know, you can write that number down. You can tattoo it. You can keep it in an address book. For future reference, our website, philhenryshow.com, and if you're watching our Phil TV in streaming high-definition video right now, you can see the beautiful roiling El Pacifico behind us. We briefly had a look at Hollywood Boulevard. We used the EarthCam shot of Hollywood Boulevard on EarthCam.com, and if you are watching along with us, there it is right there. It looks like a busy night. Not too busy. It's a Friday night, as a matter of fact, and to be honest with you, it is a Friday night, right?
Yeah.
There's hardly anybody on that street. All right, James Whitey Bulger, what's his name?
Bulger.
James Whitey Bulger, his capture could cause a world of trouble inside the FBI. The ruthless Boston crime boss, who spent 16 years on the lam, is said to have boasted that he corrupted 6 FBI agents and more than 20 police officers. If he decides to talk, some of them could rue the day that he was caught. So here again, we see these comparisons between the...
Yeah, that movie The Departed, man, it pretty much had all this stuff in it.
Yeah, it's like it's like Martin Scorsese. I bet you anything that movie sees a revival of Rentals or whatever because of this story. What do you think about that, bud?
Yeah, I can look it up.
See what the rental is on The Departed, because I can tell you, with the capture of this guy, something tells me that the more people are going to want to look at that movie. They're holding their breath. They're wondering what he could say, said Robert Fitzpatrick, who's the former second in command of the Boston FBI office. The 81-year-old gangster was captured on Wednesday in Santa Monica. I said he was captured. I apologize. I said he was captured in San Diego. He wasn't. It was in Santa Monica, outside of his girlfriend's apartment. He apparently had been living for most of the time that he was a fugitive. He was right here in California, right under everybody's freaking nose. Just like Osama bin Laden, only in a fancier place.
Yes, but he's not as bad as Osama bin Laden.
No, I'm just saying, as a fugitive, everybody was looking all over. They were looking in Mexico, they were looking in Greece, they were looking all over this place. And apparently he was in this Santa Monica apartment for most of the 16 years he was on a run. He appeared Friday afternoon inside a heavily guarded federal courthouse in Boston to answer charges that he committed 19 murders. Now, you know that there is bail. They set bail for this guy, but he is not going near it. He doesn't want to have anything to do with it, you know?
He don't want to have nobody shoot him.
Well, maybe. But the fact is, he doesn't want to have anything to do with the outside. He, you know, they didn't post any bail. Bulger, wearing jeans and a white shirt under a white unbuttoned shirt, was brought into court in handcuffs, which were then removed. He looked tan and fit and walked with a slight hunch. He had back-to-back hearings for two indictments. Attorney Peter Krupp was appointed to represent Bulger on Friday, but Bulger asked that a public defender be appointed. Now, it says Attorney Peter Krupp was appointed to represent Bulger, but he wants a public defender. What does that mean?
I don't know. I think that Peter Krupp guy is somebody like the mafia hired, and they have, like, a mafia guy.
What do you mean a mafia guy?
You know, like a gangster guy.
Well, I don't know. But so is somebody that defended this guy before?
Yeah.
He ain't no mafia guy. Do you understand? This guy's a different, he's an Irish guy.
No, I know that, but I mean, same thing.
Whatever. Okay, so anyway, the government objected, citing the $800,000 found in his apartment and family resources, including money from relatives. We don't want to put a public defender on the cuff, as they say, for a guy that's got all his dough. Forget it. We feel he has access to cash, said the prosecutor, Brian Kelly. In the second hearing, Magistrate John Marianne Bowler asked Bulger if he could pay for legal counsel. I could, if you give me my money, Bulger replied. The government is seeking to seize Bulger's assets, which prosecutors said included the cash and 30 guns found in the apartment. Prosecutors also asked that Bulger be held without bond. Bulger waived his right to detention hearing on Friday. You know what we need? We need, what did this guy do? Why don't you get some history on this Whitey Bulger guy?
All right, what do you want to know?
I want to know what he did. When I'm reading these stories, I know what happened. Some bum, some 81-year-old gangster got arrested, but people don't know who he is. People don't know what he did. People don't know what he represented. People don't know the fear that people had for this guy for so many years, the people he killed, the people that were extorted, et cetera, the drugs that he dealt. What was this guy's career? That's what I want to find out, bud. You, on it.
Right away, Mr. Henry.
Thank you. Bulger's girlfriend, Catherine Elizabeth Craig, who was arrested with him, was scheduled to appear in court on charges of harboring a fugitive. Bulger, the former boss of the Winter Hill Gang, Boston's Irish mob, embroiled the FBI in scandal once before after he disappeared in 1995. It turned out that Bulger had been an FBI informant for decades, feeding the Bureau information on the rival New England mafia. And he fled after a retired FBI agent tipped him off that he was about to be indicted. The retired agent, John Connolly Jr., was sent to prison for protecting Bulger. The FBI depicted Connolly as a rogue agent. But Bulger associates described more widespread corruption in testimony at Connolly's trial and in lawsuits filed by the families of people allegedly killed by Bulger and his gang. After a series of hearings in the late 1990s, U.S. District Judge Mark Wolf found that more than a dozen FBI agents had broken the law or violated FBI regulations. Edward J. McKenzie, Jr., a former drug dealer and enforcer for Bulger, predicted that Bulger will disclose new details about FBI corruption and how agents protected him. Said Mr. McKenzie, Whitey was no fool. He knew he would get caught. I think he'll have more fun pulling all those skeletons out of the closet. I think he'll start talking and he'll start taking people down.
Wow.
A spokesman for the Boston FBI did not return calls seeking comment. In the past, the agency has said that a new generation of agents has replaced most or all of the agents who worked in Boston when Bulger was an informant. I think there's a very interesting thing going on there, and it has to do with the fact that the Irish mob, Whitey Bulger in particular, was used by the FBI to break apart what they saw was a more potent threat, and that was the New England Mafia.
Yeah, well, you know, how come they use an Irish guy because they're white, and Italian look like they're black?
I think it's more this. I think it's that the Irish have a long tradition not only in crime but also in law enforcement. And the Irish have, there were a lot of cops that went into cop work. A lot of Irish down through the years that became cops. And I think there's deeper roots in law enforcement among the Irish. And I think when it came to the Italians, maybe not so much. The Italians, you're right. I think the Italians were seen as more alien because they didn't speak English. because of that whole thing, you know.
Yeah, what Dennis Hopper called it, what he called an eggplant.
An eggplant. Well, some of that, too. And so, yeah, so they probably picked and chose their battles, and they decided that, well, the mafia was the number one target, so we know there's this Irish gang, so we'll go ahead and use this Irish gang. But, you know, just like the federal government dealing with guys like Noriega and Saddam Hussein, sooner or later, once they're done with you, they're going to flush you down the toilet. The thing that surprises me more than anything else is the naivete that a lot of people have. People say, look what we did to Saddam. Look what we did to Noriega. Why, he was dealing cocaine, and we knew it. And Saddam was, yeah, we knew a lot of stuff. But those guys came in handy. And once they weren't handy anymore, we threw them overboard. Now they're sleeping about where Osama bin Laden's sleeping. Down there with the fishies. So here we have, I've got a whole list of things here that Whitey did. Man, maybe we'll get into it when we get into our next hour here. The world famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL. And don't forget our website, philhendryshow.com. And this is where you can listen to all of our archives. Go back many, many years, thousands and thousands of hours of archived Phil Hendry radio shows and a daily podcast. Listen to our show every single day delivered directly to your iPod. It's all there at philhendryshow.com. We'll be back with our news and information hour coming up next hour.
Phil Hendry.